USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A woman who worked on President Trump's 2016 campaign alleges in a new lawsuit that he kissed her without her consent. Alva Johnson told the Washington Post that Trump grabbed her hand and leaned in to kiss her as he exited an RV outside of one of the rallies down in Tampa, Florida. Johnson says she turned her head as Trump leaned in and the alleged kiss landed on the side of her mouth. The White House calls the accusation absurd. President Trump is set to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. The meetings will take place on Wednesday and Thursday, and President Trump, before leaving, had a rather optimistic tone regarding the trip.
And we talk about something that, frankly, he never spoke to anybody about, but we're speaking aloud, and I think we can have a very good summit.
R. Kelly is out of a Chicago area jail after a few days in custody on sexual abuse charges. This is USA Radio News.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? Now, if your New Year resolution is to be healthier, take it from me, Wyatt Cox. It all starts with a good night's rest. You know, MyPillow changed my life. I could never sleep well in bed. But after MyPillow, I now wake up feeling great. It's amazing what difference a good pillow makes. MyPillow had an amazing offer on a four-pack. Such a rare deal. The good news, they've extended their very best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on their end-of-the-year special. Here's what you'll find. The lowest price MyPillow has ever offered on their 4-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. It doesn't get better. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end-of-the-year special, enter promo code USA. You'll get two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for one low price. And remember, my promo code USA is good for anything on the MyPillow.com website.
President Trump says he's delaying an increase in tariffs against China. On Twitter, the president says there's been substantial progress on trade talks with China on issues like intellectual property protection, agriculture, and currency. The tariffs were set to go up on March 1st. The annual report on lightning strikes is out, and it shows a decrease to 17 million across America, an 11% drop from a 10-year average. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The National Lightning Detection Network reports Florida had the most strikes per square mile, followed by Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Oklahoma to round out the top five. About 240,000 people are injured by lightning strikes each year, with one estimate of a global death toll of 6,000. The data collected by a company named Vistella reports nearly 2 million fewer lightning strikes in the U.S. in 2018 as compared to a 10-year average. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says there's a lot more evidence to emerge in the case against Jussie Smollett after allegedly staging a homophobic and racist attack. Johnson also tells ABC's Good Morning America.
The city of Chicago has this issue. The Chicago Police Department has its issues with racism and excessive force and all of that. And I'm acutely aware of that. Mm-hmm. But we didn't earn this particular incident. And I just refuse to let us have to take that shot if I have evidence to the contrary.
The Motion Picture Association of America gave an upcoming movie about abortion an R rating, citing some disturbing images. But the filmmakers fear the rating was motivated by politics. Ashley Brachter is a star in the movie, and she talks about the R rating.
I honestly kind of anticipated this because abortion is R-rated. And for the MPAA to give us that rating, we don't have nudity, we don't have sex, we don't have language. So the only thing that they could give us an R for is violence. So that means that they agree that abortion is a violent and disturbing act.
And regarding a PG-13 rating, Brachter tells Fox News,
we were hoping for it, I mean, because we would like for teens to be able to go by themselves to the theater. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they can go in many states across the United States and have an abortion without parental consent as young as 13. But they can't go see this movie without parental consent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.